When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here's a text. You guys don't think he was playing this up for HBO cameras, do you? Rich from Beaver Falls.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. Tomlin is authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he'll give you what he wants to give you in press conferences. I'm not talking about that. His prerogative isn't to give the media everything they want. It's to help his football team win. And so you don't want to put a whole bunch of stuff out there into the ether, right? But I don't think watching, I don't think seeing how the other coaches were talking to their teams, I don't know that it really has much of an impact. Certainly not on Tomlin, the camera's fault. I think he is who he is because he knows his team would see right through it.
Right. I know. I think he's more intense when the cameras are off. I think you got the kind of scaled back version probably.
You might have gotten 100%. The scaled back version.
Yeah, he isn't given. He knows the cameras and he knows he's mic'd up. Like, he's very smart and he's going to give you. He's going to give what he needs to give to the team, but it's not going to be the full version. No chance. He's going to give the full version.
Well, and they also have, as I understand it, creative control. So the Steelers,
still wouldn't trust that though. I wouldn't if I were him.
No,
I still wouldn't trust that.
No, you never. You, just like we're not supposed to say stuff off air around microphones because you just never know. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that. Like, if he at some point gave George Pickens an earful about the penalty stuff, I would bet you everything I have in my bank account he didn't want that going in Hard Knocks.
Nope.
That's a good point by you. It's interesting to me, though, that Tomlin got asked about it. He said, absolutely not, I'm not watching Hard Knocks. Absolutely not. And then he's the star. But he's the star because he's just cooler than the other guys. He just is. Texter, Hard Knocks will bring in more supporters nationally for Tomlin, but will change nothing in Pittsburgh, winning the playoffs or else philosophy. I buy that.
Buy that, yes.
Shall we take a call?
Yeah.
Bill in the car, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Bill.
Hey, I called in a couple weeks ago regarding Mike Williams, but, you know, with Tomlin, you know, he reminds me a lot of a typical Steeler coach. He knows when to get into his player's grill. He knows when to put them up. But it comes down to preparation. And, you know, this year, yes, the team seems more prepared. But look at the three losses. Went into Indianapolis with no defensive game plan. Went into this Sunday with a better offensive game plan. So letting his coordinators coach and him managing the whole process, yes, this is probably one of his better coaching jobs.
I agree with that, Bill, and thank you for the call, 412-928-9370.
Do people,
I guess I agree with the last point, because I think you're about to address the first point.
People think that, you know, teams are supposed to win every single game.
Right.
It's crazy. It's not realistic. They're not going to win every game. Only there's one team in the history of the NFL that won every game. The Dolphins, 1972. One team. It's almost impossible. I don't know. I understand that you want to go into and have your mindset that you want the Steelers to win every game, or you want your respected team to win every single game, but it's just not realistic. And you have to understand that the other team is getting paid a lot of money too.
And the other coach is getting paid a lot of money.
And yes. And two of the games that you did lose this year were with your backup quarterback.
Every game they lost came down to the wire, too. And I will never get over the Browns' loss, even if they stomped the living hell out of them this week. Like, that one sticks in my craw. But you lose to Dallas with your backup quarterback. You lose to Indianapolis. I didn't like the way that game started. You lose to them with your backup quarterback. You're 9-3. I think it's one of Mike Tomlin's better coaching jobs. And I do think we have seen game plan specific for opponent this year, and it's been stark. It's been obvious. Against the Browns, they ran it on 17 out of 21 first downs. Against the Bengals, Doran, they threw it 27 times in the first half. 27 times in the first half. Against Atlanta, they didn't throw it once in the middle of the field. Against the Chargers, they threw it almost exclusively in the middle of the field. They are 9-3. They were picked by most, seriously, by most, and Vegas had them in the basement of the AFC North. Russell Wilson, if you extrapolate what he's done through six games out for an entire season, would be an MVP candidate. They're a top 10 offense in the NFL. They're a top 5 defense in the NFL. They're the best special teams in the NFL. Mike Tomlin's done a great job this year. Inarguably, done an awesome job this year. Yes, you got to win a playoff game. At minimum, probably. But we'll get there when we get there. How's he done this season? He's done a great job. And I think, Doran, with the win-loss record, what it is, plus Hard Knocks, I think he is, if they keep it up, I think he's going to win the Coach of the Year for the first time in his career. I do. I mean, I think this NFL propaganda, HBO Hard Knocks thing, I think it's going to help him.
Oh, yeah.
How you can watch it, see what they're doing on the field, and then not wind up putting him number one? I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to be the Coach of the Year.
Whether they win, you know, throughout this time period of Hard Knocks, or if, say, they lose to the Eagles, come back and beat the Chiefs on Christmas, I mean, that'll do it. Like, you lost a game to the Eagles, a really good team. You're feeling down. See how Mike Tomlin gets his guys back up to beat the Chiefs on Christmas? That'll do it right there. That'll win him Coach of the Year, and people will be able to see that.
I think two guarantees right now. I think you're going to lose to Philly, and I think you're going to beat the Chiefs. I do think you're going to beat the Chiefs. I think the Buffalo Bills are the best team in the AFC, and if the Steelers beat the Chiefs, I don't know how you wouldn't say that they're right there, too. You're going to have to win in the playoffs. That's going to ultimately win people over. But if you think he hasn't done a great coaching job this year, then you just never wanted to like Mike Tomlin.
Right.
Or you liked him at one point, and the 7-year playoff drought has made you not like him. I'm trying to live in the moment with Tomlin. If you would ask me a couple weeks ago, I was real pissed because they lost to the Browns. But you're asking me now? The way they bounced back against the Bengals, looking at the season on a whole, the way he switched to Justin Fields to Russell Wilson, he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job. And I hope for his sake, and I hope because I want to like him, I find myself wanting to like him, I hope he wins a playoff game. I hope he wins a couple playoffs. I hope he wins a damn Super Bowl.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.